Broncos just arriving at the team hotel. Lucky to be joined now by Kayvon Webster. Kayvon, you are familiar with this state, South Florida Bull. How does it feel to be back?
It's great. You know, I get to come back and play in front of the hometown, so to say. As far as college goes, my family's coming up. My former teammates from college are going to be here. It's going to be exciting.
This is the first time that the Broncos have played in Tampa Bay since 2004. What is it about this team, though, that makes them thrive on the road? It seems like you guys, every time you guys go on the road, there's a swagger to you. There's a mentality that says, we're going to come in here and show you what we can do.
Because it started in camp, and it started, you know, with our meeting rooms. You know, we have a goal that we want to accomplish, and, you know, everybody holds each other accountable. And, you know, for the most part, you know, we're doing a great job.
Jameis Winston and the Bucs really like to pass the ball a lot. When you see those numbers, does it make you say, okay, I have a chance today to go out and make a play?
Definitely. You know, they're throwing the ball a lot, and that just creates a challenge for us that we got to overcome. And I think we're going to attack it full speed ahead, and, you know, it's a no-fly zone.
A lot of people are making a big deal about the heat. This is the last one for us. Heat's not a factor for you, is it? You love this weather.
Yeah, I grew up in Florida, Miami specifically, but the heat isn't a factor. You know, you still got a job to do. You can't let that, you know, have a factor in your play, and you got to come out and do what they want us to do.
Kayvon, best of luck.
Thanks. Okay.
Did this bring you back to your student teaching days with all these kids?
Yeah, you got to tap into your classroom management skills a little bit. But this is a lot of fun. You know, it's an environment where they can be rowdy and fun and loud, so you just let it happen.
Is it cool coming to a different arena? I know a lot of our players have never been to Dick's Sporting Goods Park before.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool place. I was talking to Gushy, and he said this better not be the last time I'm here. And I'd love to come to a game and support these guys because they're awesome. And this is a cool environment.
How many future long snappers did you have in your groups?
There were a few. I saw some talent. I asked one kid if he'd done it before, and he said yes, which is probably more than I've heard from kids these age since I've been long snapping.
Were they pretty impressed with you long snapping the ball to Miles? Were they impressed with your skills as well?
I think they enjoyed that probably more than anything, just watching me snap and see. They kept wanting me, hey, go further. So it's a lot of fun. It's fun interacting with these guys.
How important was it for you to be active when you were a kid? NFL Play 60 is a big initiative through the NFL. How big was it for you to be active when you were a kid?
Yeah, growing up, I mean, in small town Iowa, you play sports with your friends. You get in the backyard, you play football, you play soccer, you play basketball. You just go out and play with your friends, and I think more kids need to do that. Technology's taking that away from a lot of kids, and I think getting out and playing is good for everybody.